Sense because our last episode was the best picture tier list, so after that we deserve a break.
Yes, and you took a break for Pulp Fiction too, so it's been 2 weeks for us and 3 weeks for you, so you needed to recharge your batteries. So glad to have you back this week. And Jack is on hiatus for the next week or two. He has a final exam, so he wanted to focus on that. I guess priorities come first there. But joining us today, we have returning guest Rory. How are you today, good sir?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. And Darren. I want to thank Darren because it's 7 a.m. his time for waking up early, but this is definitely, I think it'll be worth it.
Yeah, when you told me the categories, I'm like, okay, I can get out of bed for this.
Yeah, this should be a fun. So Hunter, Jack, and I had the idea. We're going to cover draft day because we love fantasy football so much, the week of the NFL draft. So we decided to have drafts leading into draft day. So it's going to be a fun few weeks where we do the 1994 fantasy movie draft today and also the 1999 movie draft that we're going to be looking at a little later. This was probably one of the funnest ones to come together because I was 8 years old in 1994, so there's a lot of hot garbage on my possible selections. A lot of masterpieces, but 94, I think, is one of the best overall years, except animated. We only have one option, essentially. And it, like, off the line, Darren's like, oh, you didn't know animated? I'm like, no. We have one option, and then like every direct to VHS movie. But should be a fun breakdown. Before we get into that, let's get into some of the news of the past few weeks. We got our Oscar date. We get a break maybe 2 weeks earlier than this year. So it's March 2nd, 2025. We're never getting back to February, right, Hunter?
I mean, March 2nd at that point, it's basically February. It's February 30th if you think February is 30 days.
That is
true. You really want to think it that way.
So yeah, I'm happy at least it's not the middle of March. Because the Oscar season just goes way too long. Rory, I'm so happy you're not really into the season like that and you're just watching them as you go, because by February you're just like, I just want this to be over. So And at least this year was a steamroller with Oppenheimer, so it basically was over in July. And yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot of, like, we had fun predicting the nominees, but the winners are pretty much signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah.
Moving on from that, we have, I'm very jealous of Hunter here. The 77th Cannes lineup has been announced. Hunter, you leave when?
I will be there the 24th through the 26th. I'll be at the festival watching stuff.
So
cool. Of May, not of April.
I'm not going to run through every film because there's a lot, but I'll go, you know, for the guys that saw the lineup, I'll give you some of the movies I'm excited for. Obviously, the most jealous I've been for Hunter is he gets to see Megalopolis before any of us. Like, I don't care how bad that movie is. It's Francis Ford Coppola, so
bad. Oh my!
You think it's gonna be good?
I think it'll be very entertaining. At least, I mean, I guess I know that's what you mean too. But
I
hope that it's gonna be good in a good sense.
I hope so. Anora, Sean Baker is a very interesting filmmaker, so I'm very excited that he's returning to Cannes, and the premise seems very interesting too. So,
and that's the neon one, so
okay,
get your eyes peeled.
Yeah, absolutely. Another one, Kind of Kindness. Yorgos is back literally 6-7 months after Poor Things, but this time he's reuniting with the screenwriter of Killing of a Sacred Deer, The Lobster, and what else, Hunter? Was it those two?
I think he did Dogtooth with that as
Dogtooth.
well. I
So I
Oh,
think we're
really?
getting back to that type of Yorgos movie. So not an Oscar player per se, but it's going to be
I'm
interesting.
betting big on
Oh, you are you? Okay.
it.
The one that's interesting that's in competition is a Paul Schrader film, O Canada, because I think this is the first time since the 80s he's been in competition. And in competition, another one that's really interesting. Like, I don't know how I feel in terms of why, if it's smart to do this, but we're getting Ali Abbasi's The Apprentice, the Donald Trump movie from the 80s. I'm actually very interested in this, just because of who's on board starring in the film. And then out of competition, Furiosa, and hopefully Horizon is good. Crossing fingers. I don't
I
know.
don't know.
I don't
I won't be
know.
seeing it there, so I mean, it's whatever.
Is it? And then, oh, we had a new Cronenberg movie, which that's always a fun one. What
Yeah,
about
you
you,
see
Hunter?
him.
What interests you from the list?
Yeah, so The Apprentice, I am interested in at least because I want to see a more. Because they're premiering that over in Europe, I think they want to try to get a little more favorable crowd on that one first before it comes to America and then really gets on fire. Another one, Amelia Perez, which is like a musical with Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez. That sounds really fun. Kinds of Kindness. Limonov, The Ballad, is a Russian film with Ben Whishaw. It's kind of a biopic I'm really interested in. And I didn't like his last film. So Paolo Sorrentino has Parthenope, which is like an
Yeah, I did see
Italian
that.
black and white film that's going to be like a fable kind of. I didn't like The Hand of God, but I really love the Young Pope, New Pope show he did, so I'm going to try to give that one a shot. And
Awesome.
then one, Dave, I think you might love is it's called The Substance. I didn't even hear about this until it got
Yes,
announced the
it's
lineup.
a horror film, right? Like a body horror film.
They said extreme body horror, extreme blood with Margaret Qualley and Demi Moore. Like I was like by Universal too, so it's like a studio film. I'm like, okay, where the hell was this? So I'm really interested to see if that becomes like a, I guess for a lack of creative connection, the new Titan, basically just extreme body horror at Cannes.
Awesome.
Between that and Cronenberg, they can have fun.
Yeah, because the last time Cronenberg was here, I ended up being very disappointed. So I'm hoping
That is true.
Darren, what about you? Anything that stood out for you?
Some of the bigger titles like The Apprentice and Furiosa, all, the stuff that I'm interested. I'm waiting for Hunter to go and tell me what to watch at TIFF.
Yeah, I
There
love
we
that Hunter's been going
go.
the last couple of years because he makes things a little easier for us on the stateside on what to watch. Rory, did you get it? You haven't seen this lineup yet, right?
Which one?
The Cannes lineup?
No.
Okay. The last movie I wanted to mention before we move on is Leos Carax is back. So curious
Yeah, that one's
about
like a
that.
40-minute like short film about himself or something. It's like the
Oh, so
description's
it's
so
okay.
weird.
So it's not anything.
It's like for a, it was commissioned for like the Museum of Art in Paris or something. There's a weird history to that movie. It's
Interesting.
something else, which makes sense for Leos Carax.
But yeah, we'll find out in a couple of weeks what wins the Palme, and if Neon makes it four in a row, which would be bananas if they do. And then the last thing, the last news, CinemaCon was this week. I love CinemaCon. One day I'm going to try to go. I feel like that would just be the funnest thing to cover. So CinemaCon, you know what that is, right, Rory? You are, yeah. So basically, every movie's the greatest movie ever made at CinemaCon, which is so. We did get some trailers. I put this trailer in this bit of news because it didn't. A24 was not a CinemaCon, but it literally dropped the trailer that's going to be my personality the rest of 2024, and that's the Maxine trailer. Have you seen a trailer, Rory?
Yeah, I'm so excited about that.
I thought the trailer was going to be good because of the subject matter and where we're at, but I didn't. Man, this movie, I'm going to live this movie. I may become the most annoying human being on social media when this movie comes out. I think this literally may like an it looks like an 80s giallo film, and I'm just like all in on everything Ty West and
There's
Miyazaki are
a
doing here.
shot in that trailer that I can't figure out if it's been used before. There's like this real quick shot of like blood splattering across VHS tapes, and it's so awesome looking. I remember like I was watching a trailer and I'm like, oh, they're going somewhere with this. Like this is
Yeah.
gonna be His other two, because I love like X and Pearl. Like I thought they were fantastic.
Me too.
So I'm hoping he just like knocks it out of the park, capping off that trilogy.
Yeah, Darren, you texted me right away because you saw it before me. You're just like, this is it, right?
I saw it a day after you.
Did you really? I thought it was before me. Then someone texted me. They're like, "Oh, this trailer is so damn good." Maybe it was JC.
I think I texted you. It was out, but I didn't watch it right away.
And then Hunter, does it look good? I know you're not the biggest horror guy like us, but.
It was hilarious because I saw Civil War on Monday, and that's when they played the trailer for it, which I had not seen on YouTube. So that was the first night, a good way to first see a trailer. But like halfway through the trailer, when you see the Bates Motel, I was like, oh my god, did Dave do the damn script for this or something? I was like, Jesus.
And I read from a test screening of it that there is scenes inside the Bates house, which I'm just like, oh my god, like.
I was very interested and curious, bringing it back to the canon, that like it was not in the midnight screening section. I was like 50-50 it would be in there just because the last two had splashy festival premieres and this one's just dated for
July 4th weekend.
There you go. I mean, at this point they've got a presence enough that they can open by themselves and they can open and make some money. So
yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
I think the other two, they were like festivals, but they were like within a week of release. So like South by was the week before Pearl was
about two weeks before.
So like, I feel like Maxine is a month and a half out is a little too soon if they're worried about spoilers, especially if, you know, the Bates Motel showing up. There's shit going down
for sure.
Which if the trailer's making this much noise online, there's definitely people that are going to go see it. Mm-hmm. They don't need a festival to determine that.
And then some of the other CinemaCon news, there's a trailer. Like, I haven't really been into M. Night Shyamalan in a long time. I'm not the biggest Sixth Sense fan, but the description to his new movie, Trap, that played the trailer at CinemaCon sounds like his most interesting, unique thriller in quite a long time. Did you guys see what the premise is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I like Knock at the Cabin. So
That was okay. That was good. That's good.
I like that. Yeah.
Dave Bautista is really good in that.
Yeah,
at the very least, he's always at least interesting. Even if the movies don't always work, I'm like, at least he's taking swing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this swing, because I spoke to someone that read the synopsis of the trailer, and they're like, oh, he's giving the twist in the trailer. I'm like, no, there's probably more to it. There's absolutely probably more to it. We got probably the biggest splash trailer-wise was the Joker Folie à Deux trailer, which I want to start with Darren on this one just because he hates Joker. So how do you feel, my musical loving friend?
I'm all in. Like, just give it to me. Like, yes, it looks as dark and twisted as the first one, which is where it lost me at times. I say at times, but the whole freaking movie. But this one, the twisted relationship with Harley and Joker, done through this not just musical, but musical loving homage to every famous musical, like Let's Go and Lady Gaga singing. So what more could you want?
Yes. I was one that loved Joker in 2019. Didn't think I needed a sequel. After watching this trailer, count me in. It looks, I mean, if you're going to do a sequel to that movie, just go balls to the wall on this. As soon as I saw the Umbrellas of Cherbourg homage in the beginning of the trailer, I'm like, I'm good. Hunter, what about you? What do you think?
Every year, there's one trailer that I just become obsessed with. I don't know why, but it happens. Like, 2018 was a Star Is Born trailer. I think I watched that 500 times before it came out. 2019 was like a Hidden Life. The French Dispatch got me through the pandemic because that trailer came out in like mid-2020. Joker 2 trailer, I probably already watched it 20 times. There's something about it that I'm so interested in this movie. A big $200 million IMAX musical about Joker. That's amazing.
And the fact that they confirmed it's going to be on 70mm. Oh, so Rory, I guess we'll be going to that in the city. It's confirmed to be on 70mm IMAX here in New York.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing so far.
So they did
them release it.
What do you say?
But see them actually properly release it. I'm like Dune, where they're like, oh, you know, like 10 screens worldwide when there's
that's
like
actually what they said in an article, that's only going to be like 10, 11 screens.
Yeah, so I say air quotes because
it's the Christopher Nolan thing where he's like, that's the true way to watch it, but only 1% of the world will actually get to see it. It's like, or not even 1%, like 0.1%. It's like, well, all right.
It's funny. So it's funny you say that, Hunter, because Rory came down with his girlfriend because I convinced him to come down from Scranton, PA, to watch Dune on IMAX here in the city, and
there was no convincing.
That's true.
It was like a suggestion. I'm like, I'm in.
And
yeah,
and you can talk about your experience
horribly too. Like, yes. On the way to, yeah, it was like the street, like the roads were literally flooded, and I'm like, I don't care.
And then how did you feel watching it on your IMAX as opposed to this IMAX?
Oh, it's such a noticeable difference. You know, like film just has like a warmth to it. Like our IMAX, mm-hmm. It's digital, so you know, like I'm always like looking for little things like that. But I thought it was beautiful. You know, like that was like probably the way I'm gonna see it. I don't need to see it in the theater again because it's just never gonna top that.
Matched, yeah, I'm with you there. What do you think of the Joker trailer before moving on?
Oh, I'm in. You know, like. What I was saying about Shyamalan was just taking a big swing. There was a way to make that movie that would have been very like boring, just mm-hmm. you know, eat it, but like the first movie. And I love the fact that it's like partly a musical. I'm like, that's such a great, interesting idea. I can't wait.
Trailer to Speak No Evil was released. I have not seen the original, but I was told that the movie spoils literally everything. So I am.
It's way too long.
So I stayed out of that. We also got the... I've read this book, The Last Ronin. We're getting a live-action R-rated TMNT movie. That should be fun if it follows the comic really well. Our boy Damien Chazelle is not in director jail, although he is making a movie that takes place in jail. But I'm just glad that he is going to come back after the Babylon box office debacle with Paramount. So I'm glad they still have faith in him. Go ahead.
Did you like that?
I love Babylon. I think this is a giant Babylon hive here.
Yeah.
I think.
I really enjoyed it. So I was disappointed that it didn't bring the numbers in that they wanted.
When I saw
I don't think that guy should be in director's jail. I think he's so talented.
He's literally
like Whiplash is one of my favorite movies of the past like 20 years.
That's me with La La Land. So like
La La Land. Like that's another one. It's just like it's wonderful.
I know
that guy. If he has like one blemish on his record, let him go.
And it's funny because I don't even think it's a blemish. I think it's one of those movies that's going to be in like 20 years. They're going to be like, why did they treat Babylon so poorly back in 2021 or 2022? It's like such a good movie.
A lot of classic movies are like that, though.
Yeah,
they're just a little ahead of their time.
I know that Darren's very excited for this one. We got the news from CinemaCon that a Transformers and G.I. Joe crossover is happening.
Oh, yes.
If you saw the last Transformers, you knew it was happening, so there's nothing really to mention here. Now, this one I'm going to get Darren's complete thoughts on. So there's a 15-20 minute clip of Wicked shown. And
something like that, yeah.
Could you not be more in? Like, are you going to be half this movie's box office is the question.
I'm gonna be half the box office. It's all good, don't worry. We're getting, you know, spin-offs and everything after I see this one.
Have you seen the musical, Rory? Wicked?
I have not, no.
It's very good.
Darren,
I gotta think Darren is the reason that I'm actually looking forward to it now, because I didn't know why this was split into two, but Darren kind of like told me, kind of explained that this is, the book is a little thicker than the musical. There's stuff that was left out. So I am cautiously optimistic. I think John Chu is a good director. So, and I loved In the Heights. So I thought, why not?
He's the one doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I really liked In the Heights. I was like a big fan of it.
Yeah.
I do think the movie is going to be giant. No, I think it's the highest grossing movie of the year. This and Joker are the two highest grossing movies of the year.
I feel like Joker is going to be higher, but I think this is going to be like in the top three or four. Because I bet there'll be one surprise hit over the summer that does very well.
Probably
Deadpool.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Joker, Deadpool, Wicked
top three. Yeah, because I do think Marvel will be back strong now with Deadpool.
Yeah, well, you got Ryan Reynolds on that one, so what more do you need?
And then let me see what else. Is there anything that I missed from CinemaCon? We have Oh, well, the Glenn Powell songs continues as he's going to be in Edgar Wright's Running Man remake. Yeah, give me more Glenn Powell. Wait till you see Hitman, Rory. Hitman is going to, if you weren't big on him before, Hitman will change your opinion on him.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal in Hitman. And I think that is, oh, I guess a Scary Movie reboot is in the works. I don't like those movies, so I don't.
Neither do I.
Yeah, so. I'm good riddance. I'm not really in the bag for that. And I think that's all. Did I miss anything, Darren, on your end from CinemaCon?
I don't think so. Like, there's other stuff there, but not like massive news coming out about it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Hunter, you're back, right?
Yep.
There he
is. I came back to Scary Movies, so great job on my end.
Yeah, he knew Wicked was coming. He's like, I'm dipping.
We spent about 25 minutes on Wicked now.
Yeah.
Darren was just like telling us how he's going to be half the movie's box
office. If it's at TIFF, that's all I'm watching all festival. Like, don't worry. We're good.
There you go. Yeah, all the 50 movies are just going to be funneled into one. There you go.
Yeah.
So that wraps up the news of the week. Very exciting week of news. Let's get into what we watch this week. I will kick it off with Hunter. What do you got for us this week?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to refrain from new releases just because
I guess we'll talk read about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it eventually. Except, Challengers is really great. And I saw Sing Sing a couple days ago because the Minneapolis Film Festival is going on right now and it was their opening night film. It was quite good. Maybe I was hyped up a little too much from the other two festivals, but I could definitely see it going on to be doing something in a couple months here. But in general, so there's like a Harvey Keitel miniseries at a theater near me, so I saw Copland, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, love Copland.
It's kind of funny. It's a little hard to watch because it's Robert De Niro, Harvey Keitel, Ray Liotta, just after Goodfellas and all that. So you're like, oh, well, Scorsese's on the mind, and this isn't that, but it's still pretty good. I think it's Sylvester Stallone's like best performance. He's so good in it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw The Duelists, which, no surprise, I really liked it because I just liked Napoleon. So another Napoleonic film from Ridley Scott is really good. It's exceptionally well done. For his first feature, that's hilarious that it's that beautiful and well done. It was Alfred Hitchcock's 125th birthday, so they were doing just a huge Hitchcock retrospective again because I think nobody needs an excuse for it. So I saw three of his. I saw The Lodger with like a live band accompaniment.
Oh, that's really fun, great.
Okay. Yeah, the band was great, and there were some really interesting things in The Lodger and like techniques and stuff that were going on. So I enjoyed that one quite a bit for like a Hitchcock silent film. And then I saw The Wrong Man with the Henry Fonda.
I really like The Wrong Man.
That's an amazing movie.
You did not like The Wrong Man.
I really loved the first 30 minutes, and then I absolutely hated
the rest of it. Oh, my God, so, I love The Wrong Man.
It was ready to be, like, top of the list, and it's now at literally the bottom of my
head. Oh, my God, I love The Wrong Man. You're breaking my heart.
That movie runs out of steam so fast at the end, I think, just in terms of resolving the plot. The postscript of it, the resolution for the wife, is the most hilariously bad thing I've seen in a while. I mean, it's 1950s, so I get it. There's not going to be some. I knew they weren't going to end it the way they were, but do it better than that.
I will say that I will agree with you that the movie really starts at a frenetic pace, and you're just like, oh my God, there's so much going on. So I get you there.
And then the last one was Strangers on a Train. I finally got around to seeing that, so which I watched after Challengers, after people had told me there's a lot of Strangers on a Train reference in there. I'm like, well, I'll just do it in reverse order, whatever, that's how it goes. But man, that movie is way more out there than I expected it to, especially with the merry-go-round and carousel action going on in that. I was like, oh my God. But there's some incredible shots and lines in it, so it was quite fun. I liked it. So I'm not done with Hitchcock, but I've seen 15 of his films now. So I think the only one left is The Birds, I think, and Dial M for Murder.
Oh, you got a lot. You got a lot more.
You're gonna love them.
I know there's more.
You got way more to go.
Done, but like, but he's got like 30 films. At some point, there's the ones that are not.
Hunter's gonna break my heart if he pops out of The Birds and be like, "That's his masterpiece." I mean, I mean,
there's
I,
kind of a reason I haven't watched it because I'm like, I don't know.
I think it's his most overrated movie, to be honest.
The Birds?
Yeah, I'm not huge on Birds.
I had a weird relationship with that movie because that was the one I thought was going to be bad. Like, when I remember I was going through all his movies and I'm like, this is going to be that one I walk out of like, okay, they all can't be winners. And I was wrong. It's actually like incredibly well made. There's some shots in it that I think about all the time. It's going to probably surprise you, I think.
It is very well made. I'm not. I just think it hangs around way too long for that type of premise. But the ending is still one of my favorite Hitchcock endings. But I won't spoil it. I won't spoil it for Hunter. Yeah. But
hangs around too long is a lot of my Hitchcock things, unfortunately. Yeah.
It's true.
But speaking of Stranger on a Train, if that rumor of David Fincher's remaking it.
I want nothing to do with that.
I'd be in wholehearted support of that. I think David Fincher's
been saying that since Gone Girl days.
This is like a 10-year rumor at this point.
That's the thing. It's one of those where David Fincher says he's doing stuff and he like never does. So I'm hoping. But like, I'd be in full support of it. I think he'd be great at it. And there could be some fun with that one. And then after Best Picture, I wanted to just watch stuff because I wanted to. So I rewatched Zero Dark Thirty because... The only time I had seen it was during U.S. history class, like sophomore year of high school, because our teacher wanted to be cool. So if it, I watched it over like three, because it was like R-rated film. We're going to show the kids this. I'm going to be such a cool teacher. But we watched it over three periods, and then the glare on the shitty projector was so bad, you could not see the ending of the movie that's in pitch black. So I was like, I guess I should probably rewatch this movie. And then I really liked it again, so... There's a lot of films I have to rewatch because senior year of high school, we got like MacBooks for the year and I had two study halls. So I had a lot of time to watch movies around that. And, you know, watching movies on my, in the back of a study hall over a couple of class periods probably isn't the best way to watch stuff. So like Argo, American Hustle, like Birdman, I watched all those just the worst way possible. So I'm going to rewatch them eventually.
Awesome. All right. Darren, what about you? What do you got?
Well, I started off the week. This week was a lot of first-time watches for me and the odd rewatch. We'll get into one of them, I'm sure, later, Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he knows. He knows what's coming. I watched Wild Things for the first time.
Yeah, baby!
That movie was so much fun. Like, there are plot twists, and then there are plot twists.
There's like 17 plot twists in that movie.
And it keeps going, like, up until the final seniors. Like, when it's
well, and there's another... Darren, there's another twist in the post credit.
I saw that, yeah. Oh yeah.
But did you like it overall?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. It was just a blast. So that was great. I watched the original Salem's Lot and not impressed. I just finished the novel and it's like one of my favorite King novels, and that movie was 3 hours of nothing.
Like it's you have long, a seven that long?
Yeah. Well, it's a mini series, so it's like
but 184 minutes. Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, they had 3 hours to do 700 pages, which in theory should work, but when they spend the first hour and like 15 minutes on the first 115 pages,
yeah.
I was sitting there going, oh, this is not gonna end well. And
I was telling Darren when we were talking about it last night, like it's one of those movies that like the last hour is pretty great. And the design, for me at least, the vampire design is...
comparison, but they're, like, condensing, like, the last 300 pages into the last 40 minutes. I was like, oh, are we going to do this? I'm like, oh, no, we're just mashing it all together, like, one massive mashup. So let's do it.
And like you said, we have the new one coming out, so we'll see
how... I feel like the new one's going to be probably more condensed version of this story, but, like, actually well plotted out to, like, have a proper three-act structure, unlike this one. So I did that. I did Let Me In.
Yes.
I was texting David watching a great little... I don't even want to call it horror movie because it's not. It's just against like the most terrifying backdrop you could ever imagine of this beautiful friendship. And then for new releases, Disney had sent me We Were the Lucky Ones. I know it's out in the States right now on Hulu, but it's just hitting Canada this week. So I binged that over two nights. And if you like World War II Holocaust dramas, like that show is right up your alley because it was gripping. The performances were just incredible. And even though the final three episodes that I had versions of weren't the finished CGI, you know, the bombing of Krakow and all that. I was on the edge of my seat as it's just like a modern day backdrop of like going insert CGI here.
Awesome. All right, Rory, what do you got? Have you seen anything since we saw Dune a few weeks ago?
I've seen a bunch of stuff, but there's only really two things I'll highlight. Did you ever see Paris, Texas?
Yes, I have. I like
you guys have seen that.
I have,
because I don't want to say anything if Darren and Hunter haven't seen
it. It's been on my watch list forever. It's still there. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything about it, but I was so incredibly like moved by that movie. Like, it was one of those things where I was watching it and I was kind of sitting back, and then by the end of it, I was kind of like leaning forward, just like. Mm-hmm. It's just such a beautiful movie. Please just watch it.
It's actually one of the highest rated movies on Letterboxd at 4.4. So
yeah, nice. I totally get it, because it starts somewhere and you're like, where's this going? Where it ends is pitch perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice too. Like, I love movies that have morally ambiguous characters, like as like your lead, like where everything ends, it's emotionally apropos, but it's definitely like, I don't know if that was the best solution for this kid. I don't know, but totally worth watching. Check that out. And the only other thing I want to mention is, are you guys watching X-Men 97?
I absolutely am, and that is,
I'm behind, but yes,
it's like so, one of Marvel's best thing they've ever done, like the MCU.
I 100% agree. Mm-hmm. Because this last episode, not going to say anything about it, but I felt my face get real hot.
Yeah.
I'm watching it right next to Becca, and I'm like, oh, she's going to see me ugly cry. Like, I felt like my lip quivering. I'm like, here it comes. Keep it down. Keep it. Nope, here it comes. Yeah. It just blew up. I was so scared them resurrecting the show, and it's like my favorite thing in the world right now.
Yeah, it's so damn good.
They're crushing it. But that last episode is probably one of like the best episodes of TV that I've seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's high up.
Oh, yeah, Darren. It's it's incredible stuff.
Yeah.
Alrighty. For me, I finally saw Sorcerer, William Friedkin's Sorcerer. I think it's phenomenal. I don't know how no one died making that movie. Seriously, like if you guys, Roy, have you seen it?
That one?
Yeah.
Like, that's actually one of his movies I haven't seen, but I've heard like really, really good things about
There's two sequences that you're going to watch that movie and you're going to be like, how the fuck did no one die? Like, that,
that's, you could say that about most of William Friedkin's movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a wild guy.
I saw Girl State, which I really, really liked. It's up there with Boys. Love Boys State. Love Girl State. I think they're both really solid. Saw this Netflix true crime doc called Killer Sally, which is a little old, but I don't usually like Netflix crime docs, but this one was actually really good. Did an Alex Garland die before watching Civil War, which is the most divisive movie of the year, but not for the reasons that probably people expected it to be. We have four different opinions on it here, which is awesome. Hunter didn't like it. I really liked it. Rory really liked it. And Darren loved it. So it's like very, it shows the divisiveness of the movie. But
divisive.
It's like,
three people loved it.
I really like it.
I get it.
Hunter, I wouldn't say that like I'm like over the moon with it, but
mm-hmm.
I was telling Dave this yesterday. I just thought the movie was going to be like overly like going to a lecture or something, because I found his last movie to be like it was beautiful looking. There's some really great sequences, but it was like, I don't know, like I felt
like bashed over the head with that idea.
And
it was,
yeah, and it was just, it felt like very amateurish to me. So I thought he was going to do something like that with this movie, and I was really happy that it wasn't like leaning to any particular political side, you know. It just kind of like told its own little story, and then apparently that made people unhappy. People are like, I wanted it to be more divisive, and I wanted it to validate my feelings on life. And
I guess the addition to that, like, and we're not gonna get into a Civil War discussion now, because that's
fine,
you know, it's fine. But I guess why it didn't bother me, that because the people that don't like it, and Hunter made a good point in his review, like the movie isn't really saying anything but I think by not saying anything to me, I think it's saying so much for me, because I think the idea of like we are living in this world right now that we think we are all politicians and we all know all the politics of this world. Whether you're 15, whether you're 40, whether you're 80, we think we understand the politics of this world. So I think Alex Garland not picking a side here and doing what he did with this movie and just like taking us into this world of like it exists because it exists, where he's not going to tell us why. And it could be, to some, it could be lazy, but to me, it's very much of the idea of like you can jump into a 16-year-old's mind right now and be like, "Hey, so you're a Republican or a Democrat?" And they'll just say, you know, they'll give their stance and they'll be like, "So why are you that?" Or like, "Oh, it's just because I am." They can't give you a reasoning for it. So him not giving us an explanation kind of just shows of the ignorance of everybody today in our culture that just has a certain stance. And I also think it touched on the extremism a lot because there's no middle ground. We don't communicate. And I think that's the movies. A lot of people want to look at it, oh, yeah, it's a journalism piece. It's this, it's that. But like the idea that we don't talk, like right doesn't talk to left. If you like friendships are based on what political party you support. And there's no conversations being had. So I think the movie does a good job with that too. So like I said, it's one of those movies. I definitely understand why people don't like it, but for me, it specifically really worked with me.
Can I ask you
Rory.
one thing about that movie?
Yeah,
Like
go
just one
for
little
it.
scene. So there was something in there, or maybe I'm just reading too much into it. Do you remember like when they stopped to take the photograph of the helicopter that crashed? So again, I saw this once. I may have been seeing things. I hope not. But all around that area, it looks like there's like, you know, those like red Solo cups. You know what I'm talking about? So there's like blue and red cups everywhere. And I was kind of getting the sense that like they're showing like all this destruction, this like desolate landscape, really. And my takeaway from that shot was I'm like, oh, okay, so both parties are going to lead to this if they don't start communicating.
That's good too. I also think it reminds me a lot, and I'm not going to say it's the same quality. Here we are talking about Civil War when I said we weren't. It's not the same quality. Obviously, this is a masterpiece, and I think Civil War is really solid stuff. Like, we walk into Apocalypse Now towards the end. We're in war. We're never explained why we are in war. We know from our history, this is the Vietnam War. We're here because we're here, and we're never given an explanation for it. It's just very interesting, like the conversations that are being had when we've had other films that have done similar, not as well, obviously. But it's just this will be the most divisive movie probably until Joker in October, and then everyone's just gonna go insane there. And
Hey,
then,
everybody, just remember, movies are supposed to be entertaining. They don't have
yeah.
to be elective.
Which is funny because I started watching this doc called The Power of Film on HBO Max. Shout out to Jack for and a professor that I work with at St. Peter's that recommended it. And one of the first things that they talk about in the first episode is like the idea of like we go to the movies to have fun. You know, at the end of the day, it's to have fun. Speaking of fun, finishing off with some 80s horror, I saw the movie Blades, which I hope Hunter watches one day.
It's Blades. It
It's
sounds
the
familiar. You must have said it before.
It's a killer lawnmower at a golf tournament. It's essentially it.
Well, he could. There's a whole I don't know what to call it, not brand, but like category of golfing irons are called blades. So you could have just done that,
No, that is true. The movie is essentially Jaws. Like you have like a mayor who is the owner of the golf course. There's a lot. It's such a fun movie.
I do love the tagline. Just when you thought it was safe to putt. That's a pretty good
And
tagline.
Rory, it's trauma. I don't know if you knew that, but
Oh,
it's trauma.
makes
So,
sense.
also saw this movie called Primal Rage, where a man they try to let out some apes at a university. He gets bitten and becomes one. That's going to be great stuff. Night Screams,
Gold.
which is 1987, where two inmates escape from an asylum and start murdering someone at a party. That's fun too. Fatal Games, which is a killer with a javelin, which is phenomenal stuff. And finally, From Beyond, the director of Reanimator, Stuart Gordon, it's H.P. Lovecraft, worked with the director of Society for this movie. So if you've seen those, a great 4 stars on this. The body horror in this movie is just
beautiful. Dave, I'm not kidding. I just watched that for the first time 2 weeks ago.
And what do you think?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, it's so good, right?
Yeah, I was just like, wow, like, how did it take me this long to see this movie? It's so, like, you know, right up my alley.
Yeah, the body horror is on the level. Have you seen Society, Darren?
No.
Please?
Please? I will at some point. I'm, like, waiting for the right moment because you've built it up so much. So, like, I need to be, like, ready for that.
I think this is a movie that I built up the last 20 minutes that anyone that I recommend it to does not disappoint it by the end of it. They're like, yeah, the 20 minutes. You may not like the movie, but you at least.
Yeah. I was here when we heard Jack's first thoughts on it. So I still remember young Jack, and it was like, oh, yeah.
So that wraps up everything we watched. Let's get into why we are here. We are drafting 1994 movies, and we are going to be drafting in blockbuster, drama, comedy, horror, action, sci-fi, Oscar nominee, I apologize. Razzie nominee.
Oh, it was Oscar nominee?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Oh, if you have a winner, we could do winner. Either whatever.
I guess if they wanted, they were nominated. So
it works out either way. Rotten and Flex. And I am going to do the draft order live here on the pod. As you can see here, I have the random.org set up with our four names. I am going to click the randomizer, and we are going to be drafting in this order. The number one pick goes to Hunter.
Yay.
The number two pick goes to Darren. I get stuck with the number three pick, and Rory, I think, is the big winner with the number four pick.
Yeah.
So the way we're going to do it is Hunter goes, Darren goes, I go, Rory, you go back to back. So you could draft two movies back to back. So that's why we always crave for the four pick, because four pick really is the win. Go ahead, Rory.
Full disclaimer to everybody listening at home. I barely know what a draft is. I've never done it before. So if you hear me awkwardly fumbling my way through this episode, I apologize. Actually, I don't.
No, it's just going to make it more fun.
Fine.
It's going to make it more fun.
The listeners have gotten bored of us waxing on about fantasy football, and then obviously we're going to just overdose on in a couple weeks anyway, so you bring a great perspective to this.
Absolutely. So Hunter, kick us off. I feel like there's a few like absolute bangers to start the draft is. Let's see where you start this off.
Yeah, the good thing about this 94 draft, and we'll get to a 99, there's a few of the movies that I really love that I'm pretty sure no one else is going to take, so I can focus more on other categories and leave some for the very end. So I'm going to get the obvious one out of the way, and it's kind of ironic because I wasn't even on this episode last week when we covered the movie.
God damn it.
So I'm gonna make it so this is how I cover it. I'm going to take in blockbuster Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
So
I didn't even know how you felt about it, so I was wondering if that was going to be able to end up by me.
I really like it. It's one of those where my Tarantino rankings are quite burst and weird and whatnot, but it's still, they're all great movies, so obviously you can't go wrong with Pulp Fiction. I've seen it however many times. It's one of the most successful movies I ever programmed at the University Film Club, that even people that weren't film people that just watched it, they have heard of it from their parents or stuff, and they watched and loved it. So this is a movie that anybody who watches it any age pretty much is going to get a lot out of it, and it was a very formative film when I watched it, like 14 or whatever, because I was like, ooh, R-rated, very adult film, and then super cool. So, and they could watch it at 24 or 25 or whatever I am, and then just keep watching it forever. So,
absolutely.
Great number one pick, I think.
No, I absolutely, that would have been my pick. Darren, you're up.
Dave knows where I'm going for this one. He texted me going, the race is on for this movie, and since I got a higher draft pick than him, I'm going to take Blockbuster off the table.
God too, damn with
Disney animated masterpiece, The Lion King.
Yeah,
that's easy there. And that concludes the animated category in the 1994 draft.
I was gonna look it up. I was like, what live or what directed VHS sequel could get?
Oh man. And you said you wanted in Blockbuster, right? Just right into Stout.
I'm changing it to Oscar. I have the wrong category.
So okay, no problem. Okay. So
I could have taken Aladdin 2, The Return of Jafar. I could have done that.
You did, could. You know? I mean, I kind of like that one too.
That's a decent movie. Like,
I actually kind of love Return of Jafar.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
There you go. I watched it when I was like probably 6 or 7 years old. I couldn't tell you one thing about it. I watched it at someone's house or whatever. I don't know.
So. Castellaneta as the genie is not a bad thing to have. I love him. He's no Robin Williams in that role, but he was a good person to get.
And it's not, I think it's one of the better direct to VHS sequels too.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Alrighty. So there's a movie I really want, but there's also a movie that feels like the right choice here.
There's one here that's, I have it down a few calories, just screams Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple, but this one more, so.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a movie that I know if I don't take, I know Rory's going to take. So I don't know if, because we talked about it a few weeks ago, and I really love this movie. But I'm going to kind of want to pass on it, because there's an...
Go nuts.
So you know what?
I don't think we're going to be in the same area with this one, so it's okay.
Okay, so I'll take it then. I actually will take it. It's one of my favorite Tim Burton films, an Oscar winner. Ooh, I'm going to take Ed Wood.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Shoot. I mean.
Okay. I mean, like, let me ask you a question. So if that's not in my blockbuster category...
You can't take it anyway.
You can't take
it. No matter what.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone.
Once it's gone, it's gone. Oh,
okay. That is, like, in all fairness, though, not even just for this year, it's like, I think, like, my top two favorite movies ever made is Ed Wood. I literally have, I'm looking directly at the theatrical poster on my wall right now.
Rory's making me feel bad about my pick.
Anything. But you can have it. I love you, Dave. So
he's being too nice about it. Now you feel guilty.
Yeah.
usually people just yell at fuck whenever Dave takes something. And now it's just like, oh, it's okay.
He's being so kind.
It's gonna be happening soon enough.
All right, Rory, you are up. Okay. You're up twice. There's a category you may get your revenge on, since we have the same passion for this genre.
Okay. So, like, now I'm up, you said?
Yep. So now you pick a... Now
Blockbuster?
No, you could pick whatever category you want.
Any category.
Oh, any category. Okay, I thought we were just going down the line.
No,
okay.
No.
Let's go with action.
Oh damn it.
I went with The Crow.
Oh man, I had that in a specific category. Fuck, man. Oh, good pick. Good pick.
It would not have counted as horror. I checked.
Really?
It's not listed as horror.
That's where I threw it in. I threw it in horror.
That's another one of those. I mean, close to my heart movies.
Yeah. At the same time, I haven't seen The Crow, so I was only going off the genre listing. So I was just like, I don't know.
Hunter, watch.
Sure, we are the same person.
Yeah, The Crow's great. The Crow's so damn good.
Hey, they just delayed the new movie, so I got time to get around to it.
Keep pushing it back. No one wants to see it.
It didn't look good based on the trailer.
And you don't need to watch any of the. You don't even to watch the sequels. Just watch The Crow. And then
there's sequels. I didn't even know there's sequels.
I think there's four sequels, three or four.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Two of them have like interesting things, like the second one visually speaking is neat, and the third one is a pretty coherent film, but you really only need to see
speaking of that, I forgot to mention on what we saw. I saw The First Omen. Fucking great. I didn't expect expect it to be good.
I
and
love
yeah.
that movie.
Yeah. So go ahead, Rory. So you're up again.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with a comedy.
Okay.
Clerks.
Yeah. God damn it, man.
That's the tape one.
God damn it.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, you got me back. You got me back.
Because I was like, I know Darren and I were going to go for it. So I was just like,
that literally was sitting in my comedy with not many picks that I didn't think I was going to. All right. So there's still a pick that's still here. And I know it's going to go to Darren or Hunter, but I'm still not going to take it. in Blockbuster, I'm going to go with a movie that Darren and I did talk about, and I thought he was definitely going to go for it. And I'm going to go with one of my favorite Keanu Reeves films. I am going with Speed in Blockbuster.
You're going Speed. Okay, then I'm going to take this one. And
damn it!
You can start screaming in action. I'm going True Lies.
That was the number one debut I said at the top. I was like, because you've been talking about it so much lately. I was like,
but see, Darren scared me because we kept talking about Speed, about this draft, and he never once mentioned True fucking Lies. Man.
I just assumed you were picking that right off the bat. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm like, he goes True Lies, Speed is my backup, and thank you.
All right. Phenomenal pick. Phenomenal pick. All right, Hunter. I think I know where you're going here, but there's a definite, like, I don't think it's going to the third round, but go for it, Derek. Hunter.
I'm going to guess you're probably right in what you're going to guess. So I'm guessing that you're guessing that your guess is right. Yeah, I took Pulp Fiction as my number one pick. So I might as well just go with its biggest Oscar rival on that night, the one that it lost to in Best Picture and Director and whatnot. I'm going to take Forrest Gump in drama. We'll say that.
Alrighty.
No need for an in-depth discussion, Forrest Gump. We actually, I don't even remember, where did we put in our tier list? Was it like B-tier, I think?
B-tier?
Yeah, which, that's a good one. That's a fine one.
Yeah, I looked at the box office of that movie. That was a juggernaut.
Was it number one movie? Or True Lies probably was, or it was up there, something like that. But so. See me at Oscar night. Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump. We're doing. Oh shit! I'm up again. My bad. Am I
getting that one?
Do I want now?
It hasn't gotten insane yet. I'm curious about where this is going.
I could, because now I think all my left are like personal-ish ones. So now it's just a matter of which way I'm gonna go. You know, I'm just gonna. Oh fuck! I probably should have done this differently. Oh, wait, so it's Oscar nominee, not Oscar winner, so I could do this, actually. All right, so an Oscar nominee. Let's just go with more Oscar Best Picture nominees. I'm just going to go with The Shawshank Redemption.
God damn it. There it is. I was like, damn it.
I thought he was going to leave it. I'm like, I'm taking it.
No, that's the one that I thought was not going to last this long.
Now that I just edited his Oscar nominee, I was like, because it didn't win any Oscars. I was like, oh, good, because it was nominated for a bunch. So I was like, okay, so I could pick it. But that does. Yeah.
Where do you want it, Hunter?
I'm taking the Oscar nominee.
All right, perfect. Yeah, this is a Oscar-friendly lineup. You literally have the Best Picture lineup so far. You know,
I have the three. There's two. There's another Best Picture nominee that I'm really looking at taking. What's the fifth one that we
have? Four Weddings and a Funeral. That's the fifth nominee. Okay,
you guys have fun with that one.
I will pass.
You guys. The other one, though, I'm going to maybe go for it. The other one.
Same here. Darren, what about you? Well, you are up, my
friend. Okay, well, Hunter just sniped me, and I was hoping he forgot we changed it to Oscar nominee, but he didn't.
At the last second, I remembered. I was like, oh.
I was like, oh, there's my drama pick. He took Forrest Gump, and no. So in drama, we are going to go with the John Grisham thriller, The Client.
Nice. I just saw that for the first time last year.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Fred Renfro movie. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, so there's a drama that I want, and I think you guys will let me have it in that category.
Absolutely not.
Because I think it definitely falls under drama too, and I think it's one of my favorite Natalie Portman performances. It's one of my favorite Gary Oldman line deliveries. In drama, I'm going to take Leon the Professional.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I consider drama. Yeah.
And do you know which? Have you guys seen that movie?
No, I have not yet. No.
Rory, have you seen Leon the Professional?
Oh, of course.
Okay, cool. Yeah. The line delivery that I'm talking about is Gary Oldman is like, "Everyone!" It is just like, he is like the over-the-top Gary Oldman in this movie. He's a great villain in this. But yeah, Leon the Professional is my pick. Rory, you are up, my friend.
Okay. I'm going to go with... Okay. For... I can jump into flex, can I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anytime.
Cool. All right. Again, awkwardly fumbling my way through
Okay.
that. So for flex, I'm going with Cemetery Man.
Oh, that was 94. You're right. Good. Yeah, that's definitely a hard pick. Good stuff.
Yeah, that's one of like my all-time favorite films. Like just a perfect movie. Have you guys seen that,
I have.
Hunter?
We spoke
I know
about it.
you. Have you guys seen that?
No, I haven't.
It's Martin Scorsese picked it. It's like one of his like I think it was like his top 10 favorite Italian horror films or something like that. But it's like less of like a horror film as
It's a
much as
horror
it's almost
comedy.
it actually almost feels like an A24 horror film before A24 horror films existed.
Yeah,
Because it's
yeah.
like very like metaphorical and it's about other things other than just what the front of it is. But yes, I'm going with Cemetery Man.
All righty.
I didn't think anybody was gonna fight me for
You
that
could that could have been your last pick. I don't think anyone was gonna take it. But you're up
I'm
again.
able to pick two or the
Yep.
one.
No, you keep going
Oh,
again.
two.
Yeah.
With horror,
Oh no.
I'm going in a slightly different direction. I'm going
Oh.
with In the Mouth of Madness. Oof.
Oh,
Hey, that was on my
awesome.
list somewhere.
Oh,
That's one
I
of
have
to show Sam Neill love whenever I can.
my favorite Carpenter films, so
Yeah.
I so
One of his best.
that makes this an absolute abs must so for me. So now in the Mouth of Madness is gone. So I will have to take my horror pick now, because if I don't take it, I have a feeling it was not going to make it back to me.
Nope.
It's Scream Before Scream. It's Wes Craven's New Nightmare. I
Was my
absolutely
other choice.
I love
Yeah.
this movie. It's one of
Me
the
too.
it's probably the third in the franchise for me after
Three
three
for
and
me too.
one and three. So like it
Me
is,
too.
I love this movie so much. If you haven't seen it, Hunter, I actually think out of all the entire franchise, this may be the one that you really,
Well, I
and you don't
mean,
need to watch, you may only need to watch the first one. You don't need to watch anything else.
that's the best part, Hunter.
I don't want to spoil it for listeners, but we already put it down for October 13th as an episode. So like I'm gonna watch it eventually.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. It's very super meta, super super duper meta. Now I'm very curious for Darren's going in horror, because we just took his two
I
picks.
have another one. I have another one, and I feel like it can be safe for around. So we're gonna go to Razzie, not just Razzie nominee, but Razzie winner. And when I was looking at the listing and I saw this one won, I had such a great laugh, and I went, "Well, I have to go for it. I have to go for Interview with a Vampire, which won for worst on-screen couple,
God
Brad Pitt and
damn
Tom Cruise."
Fuck!
I had it in there, because I'm like, oh, it's one of those stupid Razzie things where they put a good movie in Razzies. God
I know. I
damn.
was like, this has to be in here. Okay, we're
I
going
thought
there.
you, Darren, I thought that's what you were going to say. It was going to last another round. I was like, oh, I'm going to take it next.
Nope.
And
I have another
God,
one in horror, which
I
may
don't have
go.
another one in horror, though. I had it.
Oh, good.
Well,
I'm
I
safe.
guess it'll be my last pick because I don't got anything else.
Oh, good. Okay,
Oh,
good.
that's a good one. Damn it.
That was
That's a
such
good one.
a good cheat too. That's a phenomenal cheat
Yeah.
because of placed
Yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
All right,
Good
Hunter,
movie.
you're up.
That was Interview with the Vampires. That's a movie. I like it too. It's a, I like it, but okay. Shit. Let's now. All right. I've gotten three Oscar movies. I'm gonna pick one that was very much too much for the Oscars in that year. In action, it's listed in action movie. I'm gonna take the absolute cocaine-infused Oliver Stone's Natural Born Killers.
Okay.
Crazy movie. So.
I hate this movie with
Oh,
every fiber of my
I love
being.
this movie.
I
Love
oh
this
my
movie.
God, I hate this movie so much.
Okay.
And we've had conversations about, like, JC and I have had conversations about this movie. I've given this movie four shots, and every time
Oh,
I think it's gonna
well,
play
you can stop
different.
that.
I'm
Yeah.
done, yeah, I'm done with
You've done
it.
your duty. You've watched it more than I have. So, but I am a. The good thing about these 90s drafts is Oliver Stone shows up quite a bit. Now, I'm a
Oh
huge
yeah.
Oliver Stone film, so.
The
Or fans.
it's one of my favorite movie titles, so that's why I was like, maybe this time it'll be different. It's just nah. But yeah, I could. It's definitely an Oliver Stone movie. Do you think it's the last of like the Oliver Stone brand before he kind of.
I guess 95 was Nixon, which wasn't as, well remembered. So I guess Natural Born Killers like is the last Oliver Stone movie that crossed into both the culture and made an actual presence.
Yeah, I agree.
But we'll get to the 99 draft. There's a movie in there.
Is there 99? Oh yeah, there is. Yes, there is.
Oh,
yes, there
don't
is.
Worry. Don't worry.
Don't mind me on IMDb right now.
Yeah, go ahead. If you want, if you take it, I'd be surprised. And because
I'm just working on my... which one it is.
Oh yeah. Okay, and then let's see.
Oh, that one. Yeah, no, I won't take that one.
That wasn't too worried.
That was a popular one. That one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna take in. In Razzie nominee.
A lot of options here.
We've talked about William Friedkin on this podcast already. So I'm going to take Blue Chip starring Shaquille O'Neal.
No, Razzie
nominee.
Oh, man. Do you like, have you seen that movie?
I've seen it on TV, we'll say twice. I really haven't watched it full, but... The 75% of I've seen, I've enjoyed quite a bit.
Yeah, I like that movie, too.
So, and I'm, you know, it's the Shaq movie. I know Shaq's not a good actor, and it's a basketball, you know, it's like, it's an easy life for me. It's a layup. Yeah. So, for a Razzie nominee, of all the ones I've listed on, it's the one I enjoy the most.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Darren, you are up.
Okay, we're gonna, we are gonna make a... Okay, we're going to go to Rotten. Just
okay.
I don't trust Dave not to take this one in one of his next two picks. I don't know. We'll see. There's some great Rotten ones for this year.
I think so,
but
too.
We're going with a childhood favorite of mine.
Oh, no.
One that I've been afraid to revisit as an adult because I'm afraid it will not hold up. Sorry, scratch that. I know it won't hold up. We are going with the Flintstones.
I love the Flintstones. You son of a nutcracker.
Yeah. So we're going there because I didn't go for it in Razzie because, yeah.
Well, yeah. Do you know what it was nominated for the Razzies?
I know that it won. It was nominated for a bunch of stuff, but it won screenplay in for our favorite Rosie O'Donnell.
And also,
worst supporting actress, yeah.
Elizabeth Taylor was also nominated for worst supporting actress for the Flintstones.
I'm surprised she didn't win, but you know, okay.
Just for the news of it all.
Yeah. I was surprised when I did my research. So like the reviews for this movie were that bad.
But the movie made a shit ton of money.
Yeah. Like I just know it exists and I've seen John Goodman say the Wilma line and that's it.
Bad, and they hadn't even seen the sequel, like let's or the prequel.
So you took my Rotten, and it does. I only have to worry about Rory here for Rotten, not for because there's some like bangers that I love here in Rotten. So
you said before we recorded, how many did you have in Rotten? Like 12.
I have like 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna go with this because I really do like this movie in sci-fi. It's one of my favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. And I'm going to go with Time Cop in sci-fi. I really like this movie. And I just love that Sloane Peterson from Ferris Bueller's Day Off is his wife in Time Cop. So that gets a W for that, too.
Yeah.
There is another sci-fi banger in this year from one of our beloved action directors that I'm sure will be drafted. But yeah, I absolutely love Time Cop. Rory, was Time Cop on your list?
No, but we're going to do sci-fi again. For sci-fi, I don't know if any of you guys have seen this movie, Brain Scan.
Yes. No.
With Edward Furlong.
No, I've never seen it.
No.
No.
Oh, how have you not seen it?
Time out of your life to check this movie out. It's pretty rad.
I'm going to add it to my list as to my letterbox.
I saw this accidentally when I was like 12 and it changed my life.
Hey, that's the best way to watch a movie.
Oh my God.
All right. So I got that one, and I guess this is considered a blockbuster, but it seems such like a heavy subject matter for Schindler's List.
That was 94.
Well,
that's 93.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Scratch that. okay, that's right.
I know. If it was 94, I would have been gone long ago.
And it came out.
Yeah.
Dumb me. Okay, that's cool. I can bounce back.
That would have been gone pick number one if Hunter, like, yeah.
That's true. It would have been number one.
For Oscar nominees, did anyone grab Shawshank yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's been gone.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, that was my
Going
response
with
too. Whittle it down.
Rotten here. We're going with Rotten. Baby's Day Out.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's
Still
number one.
good,
All right, I am still safe. Now I have like, because I definitely know Hunter is not picking any of these. Now I'm just like,
I know which one you're going for, Dave, and
do
I
you?
want you to. I think so. I think I know where you're going in Rotten.
Is it a holiday movie?
My four.
No.
Is it a
Is it
Christmas
a...
movie?
Is it
If we're thinking of the
both
same Christmas movie, I'm pretty certain it was Fresh.
Is it
If we're thinking
really?
of the same one. I think it was
Ooh.
like in I think it got pretty good review. It was decent reviews.
Oh, you're
Yeah,
right. It's
it's not. I
fresh.
looked in that for Rotten and it was not. Yeah.
Oh, then
So.
I don't think it's gonna get drafted then. Oh wow, it's 73%. God damn it. It's
Yeah.
wow.
Oh, good fresh too, yeah.
Yeah.
Not even bored.
Oh man, all right. So I'm not gonna take that then. 'Cause oh man. That just makes it a little bit harder. All right, so I have comedy, action, Razzie nominee, Rotten and Flex Life. All right, so I'm worried. Nah, I don't think this is gonna get drafted, so I think I'm gonna pass on it for now. In comedy, it was the Jim Carrey year, so it's just pick of the fucking litter on Jim Carrey. I am going to go. God, which one do I go with?
There's one I want you to pick. There's one I want.
Oh man. No, I'm gonna go with this one. I think it is my favorite of the three. I'm gonna go in comedy, I'm gonna go with The Mask. The Mask is my
There you go.
Yeah, 'cause
Thank you.
yeah, I know Dumb and Dumber's next and Ace Ventura, but I think yeah, The Mask is my favorite of
Speaking
the three.
of,
Yep, there it is.
speaking of in comedy, we are going Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
That's absolutely
There you go.
it's
Fucking banger.
isn't it I mean just off top or like off draft top isn't it wild like how much money Jim Carrey made for studios in 1994 with these three movies? Just
Oh,
like
yeah. Yeah.
insane. Wasn't the Cable Guy 94 too? No, was that nine?
No.
Ugh. It was after. Dumb and Dumber is the other one we could
Dumb and
have
Dumber's the other
Yeah,
one.
Dumb and
Yeah,
Dumber. It's still on there. It's still
I
out
do have
there.
a comedy slot.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, Hunter, you're up.
Okay, so I have comedy, flex, horror, rotten sci-fi. I'd be surprised if anyone takes any of the picks I have left in those. So we're just gonna keep the comedy going for the fun of it. So
Are we doing
this
three Jim
filmmaker,
Carreys?
if this was like a tw my 12-year-old self, then Dumb and Dumber would have been a much higher pick, but I just can't do it. If this was the sleepover special draft, Dumb and Dumber, number one overall pick. That's the only time I've ever seen it. But in comedy, this filmmaker did have a film out this weekend, but nobody cares. At least stateside anymore. But 30 years ago, he won an acting Oscar for his film. I'm gonna go with Woody Allen's Bullets Over Broadway.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. So.
You know, I just saw that about a year ago just because of the supporting actress win. I'm like, who beat Uma Thurman? And I'm like, oh, well, yeah. It's a good movie,
It's
but it's
probably it's
not.
the problem. It was her Steinwee's second Oscar for a Woody Allen film. Like, I don't know if he needed a second for this one, but
Yeah, especially with
yeah.
Uma right there. All right, so,
Yeah, so.
and what do you got
Oh, I gotta
left?
go again.
I want
Yeah.
horror from Hunter here.
I might as well. There's no need for strategy in these picks anywhere. Actually, maybe I'll take my Rotten just in case, because Dave still has it, and I'm worried here. In Rotten, I'm gonna go with a VHS special, a Minnesota Kids special. I'm gonna go with D2, The Mighty Ducks.
God fucking damn it.
Ah.
Fuck, man.
And I am also one of the very few Minnesota kids who doesn't like hockey, but I've still seen this movie quite a few
A great
times.
movie.
This is when they save
Yeah,
America, by the way. This is
and
like the Rocky IV of kids' sports movies.
they do a lot in this sequel. So, and there's appreciative for that one. I probably have not seen it since I was 8 years old, but that's a good enough to put
The
it on
best
this
part
list.
about D2 is that the Iceland team looks like they're 47 years old in comparison to
That's
like the Mighty
Iceland,
Ducks.
probably. Probably that.
All right, Darren, you're up.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but both Dave and Rory have horror, correct?
Correct, yes.
Correct. Okay, we'll leave horror
Yeah,
off the table then.
you and I are the ones left.
Yeah, because I'll get back to it before you do. We're gonna go into sci-fi, and wasn't many great picks for me. There's only one I'd fully seen, one I'd half seen and turned off because I got bored, which I need to revisit. But we are going to go with the one I've seen, which is Star Trek Generations.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
It's okay.
It's mid-tier Star Trek,
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree.
But it's considering what was
The
out there,
gimmick
it's
that they
not.
use is phenomenal though for the movie.
Is
Yeah.
this which one is this one? Shatner or
Yeah, that's
Patrick
the one
Stewart? Is this the one
that
that's both?
both of them, yeah. It's
Okay,
both,
that's
yeah.
the one. It sounds like it would be. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a sci-fi movie that no one's probably gonna take at this point that I just want to give a shout out to Temmie and the T-Rex. Just want to put
I
that out
had
there.
that as an option.
I've heard of it. I'm not picking it
It
though.
did
There's,
something.
I will admit though, my sci-fi pick is a movie I have not seen, but the title alone makes me want to see it. So that'll be good enough.
Alrighty, so for me, I'm gonna go rotten here. D2. I did want to go. I am definitely gonna mention some of these picks that I will not be
Sure.
drafted. Street Fighter.
Don't mention me in case someone goes there.
Okay, that is true.
Oh,
That is true.
yeah.
So,
Everyone's
don't give
still got a
options or don't
flex,
give away my flex.
except Rory has Cemetery Man, but everyone else has a flex still. So.
That is true. All right, so I will take in rotten. I mean, we named a category after this person, the Becky O'Shea Icebox MVP of the film. So I am going with one of my favorite football plays of all time, the annexation of Puerto Rico. I'm gonna go with 1994's Little Giants. That is.
Darn it. Oh no.
Did you have that too, Rory?
You got me.
I didn't think I would
Darn
get
it.
you with that one.
That
I love that movie so
was one of my
much.
next answers.
That's I've seen that one, but it wasn't a Mighty Ducks one.
It's one of the
Yeah,
movies
it's a
that
good one though.
Jen, I watched Little Giants with her, and she had never seen it. It's one of the top five reactions from her laughing that I've ever gotten from her in any movie we've ever watched. And that's a scene, if you remember the movie, where Ed O'Neill's holding Ed O'Neill's wife is holding the bag, and he's gonna tackle the bag, and his wife lets go of the bag, and he goes out the window. And for some reason, Jenny's like dying every time she watches it. The first time she could just crying. I mean, it's a funny scene, but like the
Yeah.
reactions for her were pretty crazy there. But Rory, you are up, my friend.
So for
Oh, you're still there.
Blockbuster,
hey, there's still
all
some
my
good ones
answers are
left.
just like crossed off
Well,
because everybody's got them.
all right, yeah.
I landed on Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay, there you go.
Was that 94?
I believe
According
so.
to the internet.
How did that not come up in my
I'll
research? Oh my
say, yeah.
God.
It
No,
did.
Mrs.
Oh, it
Doubtfire,
was 93.
you're a year off
93.
again.
About to say,
Wait a
I'm like,
minute.
I thought
So
that was the same age. Just me.
these
I thought
lists
that
I was
was a
looking at,
93.
they're, oh, you know what? They're probably like spilling over from 93 into 94.
Yeah. That's true.
I
Both
see.
then, Schindler's
All
List, what,
right. Hold
Christmas
on.
movies? So
What about
yeah.
Tombstone?
That's 93 also.
Come
Yeah.
on. All right.
That
All
one I know
right.
for a fact.
Grumpy old men for Blockbuster.
Wait, really?
93. It
93.
made that much.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh.
Grumpy Old Men, yeah.
94?
No, 93.
93. We mentioned a Jim Carrey movie, if that helps.
And it wasn't a blockbuster. He just missed it. It was 80 million.
Oh.
No, Dumb and Dumber? I had it. I thought it was.
No,
Well, it's well,
Grumpy Old
oh,
Men. Dumb and
Grumpy. Oh,
Dumber
Grumpy
is
One. Oh,
definitely a blockbuster.
yeah.
Yeah.
For drama, Clear and Present Danger.
There you go.
Ooh, good
That
one.
could be a
Okay.
blockbuster.
Do you want it
That
in
was
Blockbuster?
Blockbuster, I think. Yeah. That made a
Yeah.
lot of money.
Let's do that. Yeah, that made a lot of money.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it did.
yeah.
Blockbuster. And then for drama, let's see. I sort of got all my answers are just like crossed out for all this stuff. All right. Does Serial Mom count?
That actually does count, I believe. Let me
It
check
is
that.
that
I heard
year.
it, so I don't know. It
I'm
is
going with
94.
Serial Mom for drama.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Come on. There's a
Hold
drama in
up.
there.
Hold
It's a
up.
family drama.
This is in comparison to what Darren tried to pull off with me yesterday. Let me see what.
I'm like, it's right here, but I've never seen it, so I can't.
I'm sweating. I'm
denying the category.
All right. So it's listed as a comedy crime film. Would you put crime films in drama? If you would, then I'll allow it.
I would.
Crime.
Okay. It
depends on the
here.
Type
I'm
of
so
crime
sorry.
Film, because like, what would you call The Departed? That's drama, but then there's crime films.
Okay,
like,
there you go. You could take it.
Or
well, I guess
heavy. Like it depends
it's a
on
comedy,
the crime film.
Comedy yeah. drama. Well, Departed is very dramatic, but yeah. I haven't seen Sermon. It's fine. We're no, at the end of the draft.
I just never thought I'd put a John Waters film in drama.
Yeah, I think of it.
It's John Waters. Like, oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah.
John's serial mom.
All right, perfect. So that leaves me. Well, I still have action. I still have action. How do I still have action? Okay, action, rotten, and flex.
Well, you took speed and blockbuster, so you had
why.
An action and Leon and drama. So you just took two action movies and put them somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one fits in action. Shout out! I don't think any of you guys. Maybe Rory. This is a movie that Netflix just tried to remade into like a series, or no, it just made a remake of the movie. It's a movie I love. It's one of my favorite Meryl Streep movie. I talk about this movie with JC very often. So,
I know it. It wasn't Netflix. It was wasn't it Universal?
No, it's Netflix. It was on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Okay,
yeah,
I've seen. I know where you're going.
So, in action, I am going to take The River Wild. I love this movie.
I was like, a Meryl Streep action movie? What is this?
Yeah. It's a drama action movie.
I call it thriller.
I've heard of it. It's an action, but I just couldn't. Think of it off the top of my head.
One of my favorite Kevin Bacon villain roles. He's really good in that movie too.
His role. Okay.
Yeah. So he's.
I've not seen it. I've only seen the new one, which was bad.
Oh, Darren, the original is so much better. So
I'm sure
much
it is,
better.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep is like it's a role unlike she's ever done before. It's kind of like that's why this sticks out with Devil Wears Prada for me with her because they're just very. Unique mm-hmm. to her filmography.
Yeah.
But you know right away Kevin Bacon's a villain. You can tell, like, from the jump. So, I am going River Wild in action. Darren, you are up, my friend.
Okay, we're going to do Flex. And we are going to go with that Christmas movie we were talking about, Dave. We're going with Santa Claus.
God damn it.
Ooh.
Sitting in my Flex and I can't even.
Yeah.
That's the one where I was dead certain that would be a rotten one. And I was like, nope, it's well reviewed, actually.
Two, but it makes sense since it got two sequels that it was well reviewed.
Well, the two sequels will definitely be rotten.
Yeah,
they
are.
I love the second one.
Do you really?
It's my favorite of the three.
Oh my God, Darren.
The second one.
Oh my God. It's the first. I saw all of them in theaters, but the second one, I don't know, man.
That was the only one I saw in theaters because three looked like garbage, which it was.
So three, fun story. I don't know when we're doing 2006, but we had a local theater that had it used to be called the $2 Holla because people used to take like girls there or their significant other there because when they couldn't have anywhere to go and the tickets were $2, so they would do their thing there. That's where I saw the Santa Claus 3.
Oh, priceless.
Well, I mean, 2026, we can do an episode on it. So
yeah,
two more years, save that story.
Save that one, yeah.
All righty. Hunter, what do you got? Your last two picks, right?
Yeah. No, well, I have three slots. So
okay.
Two picks, and then they'll come back to me eventually.
Horror, sci-fi,
pick,
flex.
Yeah, don't worry about the horror and sci-fi. They'll be BS answers. I'm going to go with flex. I might as well just corner the best picture market. It's a movie I actually really do like.
Yeah.
I really do love Quiz Show by Robert Redford.
Yeah,
it's
so
great.
Good.
It's a great movie, so I will.
Have you
it's
guys?
The one where it's the one where like really solidifies this lineup. Where like even the movie that nobody really talks about that's in nominated is Quiz Show. I'm like that's a great movie. So.
Have you guys seen that, Darren and Rory? Quiz Show.
No, that's one I have to check out.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite Robert Redford directed films. It's such a well made movie.
Yeah, it's just good. Martin Scorsese, he's got a great cameo. In
yes,
it.
He does.
Just kills it. Okay, and then, which one? All right, I'm going to start with horror, because my sci-fi one's going to be real fun. The horror one.
Question.
Yeah.
Am I missing a category? Because you texted me 10, Dave, and Hunter's saying he's got two left, and I only have one left on my list.
I have.
You have blockbuster and horror left, unless you already took something.
Oh, shoot. Right, I forgot. Blockbuster. Okay.
Also, you don't have a blockbuster either, Darren. Oh.
No, I forgot. Oh,
Oh
shoot.
shit.
Wait, that was close. Oh,
Uh-oh.
shoot. Can I change my Santa? Okay,
Nope.
Ghost Hunter. Can I change the
No.
category on it?
Yeah, I
All
don't know if you guys saw me on my cam just panicking my way through these last seven stories. I'm
right.
like literally like
That's the fun of it. All right, in horror,
Alrighty.
their Interview with the Vampire was the only 1994 horror movie I had seen. So, can't do that. So, we're going off movies I have not seen. This one I actually do want to see at some point because it looks fucking insane. I'm going to go with Wolf with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Because all the images, and I saw the trailer, and this movie is so weird looking for a Mike Nichols film with Jack Nicholson. I'm like, you know what? At one day I will watch this movie. So that gets it on the list.
You always remember movies that you haven't logged on Letterboxd. That is one I've never logged and I've seen. It's cool.
No,
It's
but I
cool.
don't nobody like nobody thinks it's like a good movie or a great movie, but it looks just weird enough that I eventually stumble upon it.
Darren,
Okay.
you look like you're deep in thought over there.
I'm trying to figure out a blockbuster because, yeah, I screwed up.
You got a lot of big movies, but yeah, they're just not
Well,
there.
we
I
all have
think,
Blockbusters,
well,
so if you want to leave it for last.
I do
now
like
that
that
I.
Darren's list. I think every one of these movies he's has taken counts as a blockbuster too, as well. It's kind of funny.
I think so. You said worldwide, right, Dave?
Yeah, there's a sci-fi
Yeah.
movie, Darren, that's a big blockbuster, and I'm surprised may not get drafted.
If it's the one you're thinking of, it's the one I turned off halfway through, but I need to
Oh!
revisit it. It was late at night, so I couldn't get into it. But okay, Blockbuster, since we're saying worldwide is on the table, we are going for a very Darren pick that no one else is going for, but we are going for Four Weddings and a Funeral.
There it is. So the
There you
entire
go.
Best Picture
It's a
lineup has been.
fun movie, but like Best
Yeah.
Picture, no.
I haven't seen it though, so I can't be judging too much of it.
Man, you put True Lies in that Best Picture lineup, and that is maybe like the best
Oh.
picture lineup ever.
That is kind of crazy though that we had our draft and all five are in our in the
Don't think
lineups. I
that's ever
guess,
happened before.
well, I'll take all the credit because I have four of the
Yeah.
five.
So,
Alrighty,
you know.
so I have. Oh, I have Rot. No. Rot Raz, yeah, I have Rotten and Flex. Cause Razzie. No, I have Razzie and Flex. That Rotten was Little Giants. Alrighty, let's see. Oh, oy vey. Oh, man. Alrighty. This movie's fine, I guess. Sure. So this is nominated for Worst Actor and Worst Picture at the Razzies. I'm going to go with Sylvester Stallone's The Specialist in Razzie.
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
nominated for a lot of Razzies, I noticed.
It came out around the same time as another that I always confuse this movie with, Assassins with Sylvester Stallone and
Oh, yeah.
Antonio Banderas.
That one I've heard of.
Yeah, The Specialist is. It definitely deserves those nominations, I'll say that. Rory, your last two picks.
Okay, so for a Razzie winner is Thumbelina.
Yes.
Was that really a Razzie
Yeah, it was.
Song.
I think it won.
It won, yeah. Marry the Mole. I had the name written down because that was my number two
And
pick.
then for now this is thinking outside the box a little bit. For the Oscar winner, does it count to have an Academy Honorary Award for somebody? Because if so, I'm rolling with Michelangelo Antonioni.
Well, it wasn't for a movie,
It
so
wasn't for a
it was just
movie.
for
Well,
him, yeah.
just gonna phone this one in. Legends of the Fall.
There you go.
That's
You know
in there?
the people have like loved that movie.
And it won,
I
didn't it?
best
It was,
best
yeah,
yeah,
cinematography.
cinematography.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I really do want to see it because it looks kind of good.
right,
Or really good.
so
And it won
now.
best cinematography, so it looks really good. So
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Michelangelo Antonioni's movies, check them out. They're so wonderful.
So all I have is flex. Should I have fun?
Yay.
Or should I just go with the right pick?
I'm imagining Jack is listening to this episode right now.
Yep, I know.
One movie in that's one the Jack Mount Rushmore films that is up there.
Me and him,
maybe not Mount Rushmore, but like it's close.
Me and him spoke about it. That's the pick.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it. In flex, and Jack will probably is yelling at us listening that this is someone's last pick. But in flex, yeah. I'm going with one of my favorite documentaries of all time, Hoop Dreams.
There you go. Hoop Dreams.
All right, Darren, your last pick.
There we go. Okay, now my numbers are adding up. Okay, so we are going with horror. And I was a little worried Hunter was going to go here, but he didn't. So I'm going to go with Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, the Kenneth Branagh.
The problem is, like, everyone hates that movie. I've never talked to him. But I kind of do want to see it.
I kind of liked it.
Okay.
It's not, it's not the, you know, the James Whale.
Yeah.
But definitely. It's definitely interesting.
That's the one I told you about, Darren, on the Arrow sale not to get?
No, because I already had it.
You already had it. There you go.
I already had it. Yeah.
All righty. Hunter, you are...
I'm glad we can end on this one. So my last one is sci-fi, and that was very much by design because there was just none I had seen. So I'm going purely on the title of this movie alone, and also because this character's been in pop culture these last few months, I'm going to go with Godzilla versus Space Godzilla.
Go for it.
I've never heard of this movie.
I've never heard of it, but when I looked up 1994 sci-fi movies, that stuck out. I was like, Space Godzilla, all right.
I'm ashamed of myself for having not seen that.
Yeah, that sounds baller.
So that's the reason why. So I looked up sci-fi movies. They had Junior listed on there, the Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger film. Is that a sci-fi movie?
No, it's a comedy.
I know it's a comedy, but it's listed as...
There's a sci-fi element to it, but I don't know if I'd classify it as that.
I wouldn't either, and I haven't even seen the movie, so that's why I took Space Godzilla, because he's from space. It's sci-fi. Yeah.
I've got questions about Space Godzilla. Like, is there a poster and he just has like a space helmet on?
I don't know. Let me see this.
Let's see.
Yeah, let's check.
I'm gonna check this on Letterboxd as we speak.
I hope this episode makes that movie pop. You know,
what's all right. Life.
Oh, they failed on the poster.
Oh, that's really...
It's a good poster, but it's actually a good poster, but it's not the fun poster I was hoping for.
So Space Godzilla is spawned from Godzilla's particles in space. How did they get in space? Who knows?
Who cares? All that matters to me is that he's wearing, like, a NASA spacesuit and he's got, like, a little...
No, fortunately he doesn't. No.
This... I hope he fights him in space.
There you go. It's not that exciting.
Oh.
I know.
It looks like an action figure.
That is the action figure.
And worst part, it's almost 2 hours. Come on, man. Godzilla movie shouldn't be close to 2 hours.
Not the minus one, in which case it can be as long as it
wants. Oh, yeah, minus one rocks.
True.
So some of the movies that I wanted to mention that did not get drafted that I were rotten on my end that I love. Angels in the Outfield.
I had that one, yeah.
Three Ninjas Kickback for fans of Three Ninjas. Richie Rich. Double Dragon, which probably would have been Jack Reno's pick for Rotten. And one of my favorite Disney movies, because I saw it at the right time, and it's one of the first movies that I rented with my own video store card at our local video. It really was my mom's, but they gave me a card to feel special. Blank Check.
Yeah, man.
Don't rewatch that movie.
I've seen it. I've rewatched it.
Do not. I haven't seen it, but I've seen the YouTube videos of it.
It is one of the most problematic Disney movies ever, especially specifically for an end scene that I'm shocked no one has talked about. Like,
oh no, that's the whole video, the whole YouTube video.
I'm more talking about like you know how Twitter like cancel stuff years later. I'm surprised.
No, I'm pretty certain I saw this one. That's where like the 6 year old and the, like the girl. No, I saw someone ranting on the internet about it a few weeks ago.
I mean,
yeah, no, it's there.
I don't think anyone heralds it as a classic of the time anyway. So it's like, no one was appreciating it first off. So it's not really you could deconstruct it.
I also think he could have gone a little higher with the money that he wrote on the blank check. Watching it as an adult, I'm just like, choices were made as a kid, but I guess $1 million is a lot in night. Well, it's a lot now, but just the idea is,
I'm surprised this for like a little kid that he won $1 million for like a child to be like, wow, I'm gonna write this for $100.
Yeah, that's
so much money.
That is true.
I got a check when I was like a little kid from my grandmother that was for $100, and I felt like I was the richest person on the planet.
And watching that movie as an adult, what he spends that money on, and he goes broke in like a week. I'm just like, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is our '94 draft. Let's go through our picks. Rory, go first.
Go through my picks.
Yeah.
Oh, like the ones that won.
The ones that you drafted. Yeah.
Oh, somebody else go first. I was unprepared for this.
All right, so I'll go first. In Blockbuster, I have Speed. In Drama, I have Leo and the Professional. In Comedy, I have The Mask. In Horror, I have Wes Craven's You Nightmare. In Action, I have The River Wild. Sci-Fi, Time Cop. Oscar winner, Ed Wood. Oscar nominee, Ed Wood. Razzie nominee, The Specialist. Rotten Little Giants. And Flex Hoop Dreams. Hunter.
Okay, alphabetical by category. I'm going to go action. I have Natural Born Killers. Blockbuster, I have Pulp Fiction. Comedy, Bullets Over Broadway. Drama, Forrest Gump. Flex, Quiz Show. Horror, Wolf. Oscar nominee, The Shawshank Redemption. Razzie nominee, Blue Chips. Rotten, D2, The Mighty Ducks. Sci-fi, Godzilla versus Space Godzilla.
Splendid. Darren, what about you?
Blockbuster, we have Four Weddings and a Funeral. Drama, The Client. Comedy, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Horror, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Action, True Lies. Sci-fi, Star Trek Generation. Oscar, 2-time winner, The Lion King. Razzie winner, Interview with the Vampire. Rotten, The Flintstones. And Flex, The Santa Claus.
Alrighty. Rory, you ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready. So for Blockbuster, I had Mrs. Doubtfire, I guess. Drama.
No, you picked something else. You went Clear and Present Danger.
Yeah.
Oh, we went with that one. Drama.
Well, it actually released in 94, so, it kind of had to.
Yeah.
Drama, we agreed that Serial Mom was legal. Comedy, I went Clerks. Horror, I went In the Mouth of Madness. Action, The Crow. Sci-fi, Brain Scan. Oscar winner, Legends of the Fall. Razzie winner, Thumbelina. Rotten, Baby's Day Out, which I know I have that down there for Rotten, but it is a rather enjoyable piece of trash. And then Flex, I have Cemetery Man.
Awesome. So that wraps up this. Yes?
I do a shout out. Maybe Little Women, the 94 version.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Kind of want to see. Yeah. Heavenly Creatures. It was so tough between Quiz Show, and I was going to maybe pick the Three Colors trilogy, specifically Red, because I absolutely love those films. And then, surprisingly, Dumb and Dumber didn't get picked at all.
Didn't get picked.
It did not, no. No.
All that matters is that Thumbelina was picked.
That is true. And then Beverly Hills Cop 3, I was expecting that to be a risk. But, like, I know nobody likes it, but, like, it's, there's one...
last picks, it's like, well, it's there, it's the name people recognize.
There's one Razzie nominee, big Razzie, it was called Wyatt Earp
with Kevin Costner. Yes,
that's 3 hours and 15 minutes long, and I was like I know it's in Razzie nominee, but I'm kind of interested.
Yeah.
So maybe right before Horizon I might actually watch this movie just to get in the mood.
Yeah, I've never seen it, so maybe I'll do the same thing.
I'd be okay with that. I'm gonna do it.
So that
I got a long ass plane ride to France. I might watch it actually today.
We're not done with the drafts because we are going next week. We are going to draft the 1999 film year, which there's specifically. I've never wanted the number one pick more. It's been a while since I've wanted the number one pick more. than I do in 99. So we're all going to be back drafting 99 until next week. See you after the movies.